800. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Thursday, August 28th, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show. A couple of people texted me family during the break. I sent them Jonathan's contact information. Hopefully it helps, and good luck to you guys. Don't wish divorce and going through child custody battles on anybody. You guys definitely have our prayers. Based on the new House budget plan, House Republicans' $78.5 billion budget plan includes speeding up Michigan's implementation of the new federal workforce requirements for assessing Medicaid coverage. While the One Big Beautiful Bill Act requires enactment ahead of 2027, House Bill 4706, the budget bill, tells the state to apply them to the Healthy Michigan plan before next year. OBAs, that's One Big Beautiful Bill Act, changes to Medicaid eligibility and certification standards have been criticized by Democrats as well as various healthcare organizations. They worry that the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, as opponents, they argue that the system will be overburdened by the higher administrative standards, resulting in enrollees being dropped unintentionally, as well as losing their services. Additionally, there's concerns of facilities being left without payment for emergency care because they are obligated to provide. Based on these, raising expenses across the board will cause problems, difficulties, and potential losses of Medicaid coverage. House Speaker Matt Hall cautioned that hospitals are becoming a little too political, as healthcare representatives have joined state Senate Democrats in condemning the federal Medicaid reforms that were signed into law by President Donald Trump. Now, what are they basically talking about? Well, when Hall spoke to the media after the House Republicans, along with the one lone Democrat, Karen Whitsitt of Detroit, passed their budget, $54 billion specifically for general government and department spending, just 2 days ago, Tuesday afternoon, immediately, the Michigan Health and Hospital Association came out critical of the budget, calling it disastrous. The MHA claimed that it guts hospital funding when hospitals in the state of Michigan are already projecting $5 billion in losses over the next 10 years simply because of the federal reforms coming out of Washington via the One Big Beautiful Bill Act. Hall thinks it would be really helpful if hospitals just got honest with us about what the real problems are. He asked for this instead of the MHA doing events along with the state's health director, Elizabeth Hertel, wife of the Michigan Democratic Party chairman, touting the Democrat line. Hall went on to say, Democrat talking points are not true, they're not honest, and they don't fix anything. Now, there are supporters of the stricter work enforcement requirements generally because they encourage self-sufficiency. They save money and potentially improve the physical and mental health of the individuals that are being forced to go back to work. In April, the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics published that the state had 215,000 job openings. 215,000 job openings here in the state of Michigan that are not filled. But yet people want to stay on Medicaid when potentially they're fully able-bodied individuals that could do these jobs. Now, in ways, the state's House Republican budget bill, HB 4706, actually either mirrors or accelerates the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, particularly when it comes to the Healthy Michigan Plan. This, of course, is the state's former Governor Rick Snyder's era expansion, expanding Medicaid for more Michiganders, making it them eligible for Medicaid-level assistance. Well, here's some of the things specifically that the House Republican budget actually includes. Instead of federal instructions to implement new work mandates by January of 27, House Bill 4706 advises that the community engages requirements must be met by January of 2026. Actually, 92 days following the new budget start on October 1st. The One Big Beautiful Bill Act orders states to ensure recipients, not including the medically frail, or those with special needs, military veterans, or somebody designated with, quote, a total disability, pregnant women, or parents with children under the age of 14, that they have to work at least 20 hours a week. Work can include those in educational programs, qualified community service activities, including seasonal jobs. That all sounds reasonable to me. They have all these groups exempted from this requirement, basically leaving able-bodied individuals to work 20 hours a week, even if they want to do qualified community services. You want to go work at the food bank? You want to work at the Commission of Aging? You want to work for the Road Commission? You want to do whatever you can do for your community? Well, not only will you probably possibly get a paycheck, but you're giving back to your community. Additionally, for both current and new Michiganders, the state's health department must use the One Big Beautiful Bill Act's three-month look-back cap, or an even stricter timeline for applicants to demonstrate that they've met community engagement obligations. Additionally, the Republicans look to block governmental medical assistance to illegal immigrants. Key word, of course, there is illegal, meaning they're in this country illegally. The budget bill, again, HB 4706, blocks the state's health department from providing state or federal funds to care for recipients who are in the United States illegally. Well, as of May 27th of this year, according to the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services report, 716,153 residents are now benefiting from the Healthy Michigan Plan. almost 750,000 people. Now, for those of you who may remember, I and many of our listeners attended the public hearing, public meeting, actually, the public forum that Governor Rick Snyder and then State Representative Frank Foster held in Petoskey, Michigan at the community college. It wasn't in person, it was by a Zoom type meeting. And basically, Snyder said no more than 300,000 people in Michigan would probably sign up to be on Healthy Michigan. And in fact, the way the bill was written, if it didn't save the state money, then it would go away. Well, now, basically, we have 2.5 times that many people on Healthy Michigan. That's number one. And number two, these people now must work at least 20 hours a week in order to keep their benefits. If they don't, then they lose their benefits. It's basically that simple. Well, when you look at the number of people that are currently on it, much higher than what was originally planned for, the Michigan Medicaid operations that expanded the Healthy Michigan plan back in 2014 has now been linked to hospitals' uncompensated care. Meaning, you go to the hospital, you go to the emergency room, they have to see you. They have to treat you, even if you don't have the ability to pay. Well, that's part of the fact that hospitals don't pay property taxes. That was part of the agreement that they'd be given tax abatements if they treated every single person that walked through the door. Well, now, because of this expansion, putting people on Medicaid, uncompensated care has dropped by more than 50%, which has benefited the hospitals. According to the Department of Health and Human Services, Medicaid at its current pre-implementation levels provides nearly $9 billion a year to hospitals here in the state of Michigan. We'll wrap this story up on the other side. Final segment, hour number two, we'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Smith & Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith & Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith & Call 231-838-5571.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Well, the federal act was criticized yesterday during two separate webinars. One was hosted by the Protect Our Care Michigan Coalition, and another was by the Michigan Democratic Party. The first one, headlined by Senate Majority Floor Leader Sam Singh, a Democrat of East Lansing, and the latter one by Senate Healthcare Policy Chair Kevin Hertel, Democrat from St. Clair Shores, who, by the way, married Curtis Hertel, the director of the Department of Health and Human Services, Elizabeth Hertel. Well, Kevin is cousin to Curtis. Representing both organizations, Sam's targeted webinar went after current Congressman Republican Tom Barrett of Charlotte. Meanwhile, Hertel's meeting zoomed in on second-time Republican U.S. Senate candidate Mike Rogers. Hertel's webinar featured Grand Rapids-based family medicine Dr. Lauren Snyder, Flint-based Dr. Alicia Harris of Harris Family Health, and Dr. Warren Lamphere, past president of the Michigan College of Emergency Physicians. Senator Singh said he saw Hall's quote cautioning hospitals not to be political, saying it was extremely concerning that somebody would politicize something as important as hospitals and daily health care providers. Well, it was only because of the Michigan Hospital Association's immediate attack of the Republicans' new budget that Hall even said that. Dr. Lamphere described the One Big Beautiful Bill Act reforms as, quote, catastrophic and catastrophically expensive, from preventative care practices to emergency care. Here's what happens when people lose Medicaid coverage. They don't stop getting sick, but they do stop getting preventative care. Instead of managing their diabetes with regular checkups and medications, they end up in emergency rooms. Instead of controlling their blood pressure with routine monitoring, perhaps prescriptions, they end up arriving by ambulance with strokes and heart attacks. Snyder said it's really telling how only recently hospitals started taking stances against policymaking. I think that Speaker Hall should think about what hospitals are, why hospitals are so political all of a sudden. It's because of the bills that are being put forth by the Republicans. While talking on Tuesday, Speaker Hall indicated that the bill prioritized money that was going to the Michigan Hospital Association via Senate Bill 95. And it could have challenges in the future from his House chamber. The bill passed in the Senate 33-3 back in March, which banned drug manufacturers and wholesalers in the state from placing limitations on certain hospitals' access to products discounted under the federal 340B drug pricing program. Federal programs offering discounted drugs, well, the hospitals aren't embracing the use of those drugs. Depending on underserved and low-income patients who receive treatments in the hospital, this is a way to save money, but the hospitals refuse to do it. They have no legislation specifically in the House regarding this federal drug program, and I believe they need to use them. Honestly, I don't believe the hospital associations anymore because they cry wolf on every issue. I think they should really pick their battles better, said Hall. Well, the bottom line is this. The One Big Beautiful Bill is in effect. The cuts are being made from the federal level. And now the House Republicans are responding in their new budget that they just passed on Tuesday. So here is the bottom line that we have to look at. If we are going to rein in spending, if we're going to get the best bang for the buck, somebody has got to be the adult in the room. And obviously, that's the House Republicans. The question is going to be, will the Senate Democrats go along with them, and will the governor sign it? That's going to be the final, ultimate question. And basically, the clock is ticking, folks. Midnight tonight, we are 1 month and 2 days away from a government shutdown. If the Senate Democrats don't support the House budget, if the governor refuses to sign it, well, it's going to be on them. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape.